episode 3301, Practice Progress.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready? Do you have your dip picked out? Oh, come on. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. That means Friday is around the corner and the Super Bowl is that much closer. Practice progress. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Take a deep breath because there's a lot happening, isn't there? Are you excited about the weekend? All right, if you're not a football fan, maybe you are just this weekend because it is the Super Bowl. Are you ready? All right, well, we'll talk dip later, but right now we've got to talk about inspiration to inspire your heart to live your dreams out to the fullest. Because, you know, it's interesting. There's this certain allure to the idea of perfection, right? You've got to have everything right. Society hails it as the ultimate goal, the pinnacle of success, right? It's the Super Bowl. But what if perfection was not the end game? Empower yourself, my friend. Practice progress. You know, in a world that often measures success by the destination reached, it is easy to become fixated on achieving flawless results. You know, we strive for that flawless performance at work, the perfect body, the faultless relationships. However, in our pursuit of perfection, which sounds really cool, right? It's not, though. You know, we know that. We inadvertently stifle our growth and limit our potential. We set ourselves up to be stuck before we're even stuck. Go figure. Perfectionism often then creates an unyielding cycle of self-criticism and fear of failure. No wonder you don't want to go and do anything because, well, you're already fear of failing because you keep failing, you're not succeeding, and whatever and however you define it as success, you're like, I just don't measure up. I don't measure up. The constant drive for flawlessness can be paralyzing, preventing us from taking risks, making decisions, and embracing new experiences. For some people, it's literally staying in their home for the rest of their lives. I mean, who would even think that moving down the street or over to neighborhoods would actually work better? But no, they're like, no, I like it right here where I'm at. I don't want to do it. And people suffer more than they actually live well. But there is another way. It's the path of progress. You got to practice progress. Progress is the process of continuous growth, that stretching, that improvement and evolution. You becoming better. You becoming who you were designed to become. And it's about celebrating the small wins, the steps forward, and the lessons learned along the way. Practice progress means embracing imperfection with open arms and finding joy in the journey rather than fixating on the destination. Embracing that progress means accepting that growth is a gradual process. It means acknowledging that every misstep, setback, or failure is an opportunity for a comeback. Yes, that means learning and growth. So rather than viewing mistakes as a sign of defeat, reframe them as stepping stones, propelling you forward on your chosen path. Yes, because you get to make the decisions. You get to choose. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Practice progress involves taking that intentional action every day. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It means making decisions that align with your values and move you closer to where you want to be. It's about setting achievable goals and consistently taking small steps toward them. It's not about sprinting all the time. Yeah, maybe you have a few sprints, but it's about running the marathon, putting one foot in front of the other. Have you ever seen a one-year-old or a 13-month-old, or even 8-month-old try to take their first step? You don't see them like running down the street. It's like, oh my gosh. And then they get it, then they fall down. They're like, oh my gosh, I did that. And then they do it again, and they do it again, and they get faster and faster and better and stronger. Practice progress, right? When you practice progress, comparison then loses its power. The focus shifts from what others have achieved to one's own personal growth. What you're doing, that's what matters. And with progress as a guiding light, you become inspired by your own journey, celebrating the unique milestones you reach along the way. And as you embark on this path, it's essential to cultivate self-compassion. Yeah, be kind to yourself. Embrace your flaws and imperfections as vital parts of who you are. And by extending grace to yourself, you can find the courage to keep going even when the road ahead seems challenging, even when chaos is all around you, even when you have all the balls in the air. You got this. Remember, practice progress is not about discounting the significance of a goal. It's not. It's about embracing the journey and understanding that each step forward, no matter how small, brings you closer to your dreams. So free yourself from the shackles of perfectionism and embrace the transformative power of progress. And by shifting your focus to the joys and lessons found along the way, you, my friend, then unlock your true potential to create your now. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Oh, and don't forget the dip. All right, do this. Take some kidney beans, put them in a blender, and blend them up as well as you can. Make them as so smooth as possible. If you got a Vitamix, that's what I use. It's wonderful. Then take them out, put in some cooked ground beef, a little bit of chili powder, and a little bit of sauce, and guess what? You got an incredible dip. Yep, go to it. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Be you. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.